Mind is luminous. Laughter, humor, creativity, joy, appreciation, gratitude. Mind is luminous. Spontaneity, frolicking, just the dance of life. Mind is luminous. No mind, not caring what anybody thinks, but knowing from your heart that something is right, something is needed, something is the perfect, selfless thing to do in a moment. No mind, not worrying. About not worrying, no mind. Mind, the potential for it all, the potential for creativity, for humor, for walking the dog, feeding the cat, loving somebody. Communicating, listening, being present, mind. Mind, no mind. Mind is luminous. And if you watched the video, I sent the link to it. Again, even in those three Sanskrit terms, Madhyamaka, Mahamudra, Dzogchen, mind, no mind, mind is luminous. So these three, this teaching from the Buddha, given over 2,500, 2,500 years ago, almost 2,600 years ago, is as practical and useful and in any moment that a teaching could be. And as we really explore and observe and are present to for ourselves in our lives, in our moments, in our relationships, in our interactions, in our thoughts, in our emotions, our avoidances, our attachments. As we observe mind, no mind. Mind is luminous. We have the entirety of the path for a human being. Whether that path is mystical and, related to a, God, Goddess, Mother Mary, it doesn't matter, call it what you want. Or the relate or our path is a scientific one, a philosophical one, a musical one, a creative artistic one. A Buddhist path, a native path, indigenous, the whole thing. Mind, no mind. Mind is luminous. From the most common, the most accessible, as already stated today, humor, fun, happiness, joy, appreciation, gratitude, not worrying. And the possibility to just know, to cognize, to recognize. How common. There you go. Notice usually not noticed, and it's often an open. We smile. Once again, we smile, and once again, it's all so simple. It's all so here. Here, now. Nothing mysterious, nothing abstract. And you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to go anywhere. Because it's here, it's now, it's each of us, our thoughts, our emotions, our habits of consciousness. And how amazing those are. Our thoughts are amazing. The fact that we can think, the fact that we can notice, create, appreciate, love. How amazing is that? How over the top, like really contemplate that. Let's right now contemplate that. How amazing our thoughts. To be able to have a thought. And if you know somebody that has Alzheimer's or dementia, wow, we have witnessed people who lose the capacity for thought. Wow. So to think, to be able to think, and to question our thoughts, to think wisely, to learn wisdom and compassion, warm-heartedness with oneself and with others. How amazing. And then it's free. We don't have to go anywhere. It's any moment we choose, right now. Path. Same with emotions, sensations. These things are amazing. The capacity that we have, and just being a human being. This is one of the many reasons why I said, "Wow, to be born as a human being is a most fortunate birth." It's amazing. These things we take for granted. We don't think about them. We don't contemplate them unless we're invited to do so, like right now. We smile. Mind is luminous. Amazing. And everything that's included in the term mind. Which includes everything, all of reality. Amazing. Mind is luminous. No mind. The capacity, the innate, intrinsic capacity to let go, let be simple. To pause, to breathe. Notice there actually is a gap. No mind. And to increasingly live from that simplicity. No mind. And mind. Without it, none of the rest is possible. Whatever mind is, and that still is an unanswered question after tens of thousands of years of human contemplation and meditation. Which is why the Buddha said, mind, no mind, mind is luminous, in response to somebody's question, what is mind? There isn't one answer. There isn't an ultimate answer. Because what mind actually is, rather than what we tap into, the little thumbnails worth, if it's even a thumbnail's worth, is beyond thought, beyond concepts. So you can't describe it. You can't tell somebody about that. They have to, that has to be their own experience. But it is possible to have that experience because of mind. So we smile. And sit and be. Breathing, being, meditating, breathing in, breathing out. We take long, so deep breaths with all existence. Mind, no mind. Mind is limitless. Live it. Live it. Awareness and everything that comes with that. Love you all. Create your day.